So let's review. The Mishnah on Daf Nun Gimel said, "Habal yevimtoy bein b'shogeg bein b'meizid bein b'oynis bein b'ratzin echad ha'ma'arav echad ha'goymer kana." If the yavam performs an inferior bia with the yavama, he has acquired her as a wife. The Gemara explains, "My kana, to what extent has the yavam acquired the yavama?" Rav Amar kana hakol. Rav says the yavam has completely acquired the yavama. She's a full-fledged wife. Therefore, if the Yavam was a Kohen, she is allowed to eat Truma. Shmuel Amar, Loi Kona El Advarm Hamur Meparsha. Shmuel disagrees and says he has acquired her only regarding the halachas mentioned in the parish of Yibim, such as Lei Rish Bin Nechse Achiv. The Yavam inherits the estate of the deceased brother, Ulefaitre Mina Yibim. The Yavama and the other wives become exempt from the Zika of Yibim. However, regarding all other halachas, she is not considered his wife. Therefore, she is not allowed to eat Truma until he performs a superior bia. The Gemara elaborates and explains the machlokes two ways. Min ha-nisuin l'divrei ha-kol achla. If she had been married to the deceased brother, then everyone agrees that she is allowed to eat truma. Deha havas ka-achla mi-kar, because she had already eaten truma while he was alive. Ki pligi min ha-erison. The machlokes is where she had only received kedushin from the deceased brother, but was not married to him, and was not allowed to eat truma while her husband was alive. Rav savar eichelas. Rav says that she may now eat truma because the Torah considers an inferior bia fully effective, which gives her all the halachas of nisun with the yavam. However, Shmuel amar ki Rabbi Rachmana lo ukma b'mokim bal. Shmuel says that she may not eat truma because the Torah only considers an inferior bia for the yavam to take the place of the deceased brother in maintaining the erison. La lo mimi baloi, but it does not strengthen the kedushin to the level of nisun. Therefore, a superior bia still requires established nisuin to allow her to eat truma. Another way to understand the machlekes: min ha'erisin devei ha'kol lo yachla. They all agree that if she had only received kedushin from the deceased brother, she is not allowed to begin eating truma based on the yavam's inferior bia. D'ha lo yachla b'chaya bal, because she was never allowed to eat truma while her husband was alive. Ki peligi min ha'nisuin, their machlekes is where she had been completely married to the deceased husband and had been allowed to eat truma. Rav says that an inferior bia allows her to eat truma because she had already eaten truma while her husband was alive. However, Shmuel Amar ain't oicheles. Ki Rabbi Rachmana b'yishogi kemezid l'dvarim hamur b'parasha. Shmuel says that she may not eat truma because the Torah only granted an inferior bia the ability of nisuin regarding the halachas mentioned in the parasha of Yibim. Aval chol mili loy. However, regarding all of the halachas, she is not married until the yavam performs a superior bia. The Gemara continues with a brisa. Bas Yisrael pekachas shenisar lekoin pekech. A Bas Yisrael who is sane received kedushin from a kohen who is sane. V'lehisbik lekoin se'ad shenischarish. But he became deaf before he married her. Eino echelas. She is not allowed to eat truma. Being that her husband was deaf at the time of the marriage, the nisuin is not valid, and an arusa may not eat truma. If they had a son, then she's allowed to eat truma because of her son. Mesa ben, what happens if the son dies? Rav Nosson says she continues to eat truma. Chacham say that she may not eat truma. The Gemara explains. My time with Rav Nosson. Amar Rabba hoyel shekfar ochla. Rav Nosson allows her to continue eating truma because she had already eaten while the son was alive. Abai questions this reason. Amalei Abayim. If so, a Bas Yisrael, who is married to a kohen, should be allowed to continue eating truma after he dies, since she had already eaten while he was alive. Why does the pasuk restrict her from eating? It must be that when he dies, her privilege to eat truma based on his kohuna expires. So too, when her son dies, the kohuna expires. Therefore, Rav Yosef gives another reason. El Amar Rav Yosef, Kesavu Rav Nosson Nisui Cheresh Machil Mitruma. Rav Nosson holds that the marriage of a deaf kohen allows his wife to eat truma. Rashi explains, because according to the Torah, when the kohen gives kedushin, his wife is immediately allowed to eat truma. However, the Chacham initiated gezera that she is not allowed to eat truma until they are married. Therefore, in this case, where the kohen was sane at the time of the kedushin and only became deaf at the time of the marriage, his wife is allowed to eat truma after the marriage. And we're not concerned that one might also eat truma after receiving kedushin from a deaf kohen. Chachamim hold, gazrina nisui cheresh ad kedusha cheresh. The Gemara questions this reasoning from the wording of the Braisa, and the question remains unanswered. The Gemara continues with the words of Rav Sheshes. Eishes Yisrael shenensa, ava pishe meteres labala psud lekuhuna. A Yisrael's wife who was coerced by another man, although she is permitted to remain married to her husband, however, if her husband dies, she's prohibited to marry a kohen. The Gemara continues with a statement of Rabba. Amar Rabba, eishes kohen shenensa, bala loika la mishum zayna. A kohen's wife who is coerced by another man is prohibited to remain married to her husband. Although she was coerced, she has the status of a zayna who is prohibited to a kohen punishable by malchus. The Gemara asks, mishum zayna in mishum tuma loy? Isn't there a prohibition of tuma as well? The Gemara answers, ema af mishum zayna. There are actually two prohibitions, the iser zayna and the iser tuma, which are both punishable through malchus. The Gemara explains, in Parashas Emma, the pasuk states, isha zayna v'chalola lo yikacho. A kohen may not marry a zayna. What is the definition of zayna? According to the first version, Amar Rabba, hakol hoyu b'chalal zayna, as Rashi explains. Kol ha-nevoleis tachas balein, bein ba'inis bein b'ratzen, b'chalal zayna lo yikacho hein, shaharei kula nivlo b'ilas nos. Any married woman who is involved in a b'ilas nos, even against her will, is halachically considered a zayna. However, in Parashas Nasi in the Parashat Saita, the pasuk states, v'nistra v'hi nitma v'hi lo nitfasa, she was defiled, but not coerced. Kishapar l'cha akasav gabi eishis Yisrael v'hi lo nitfasa asura, ha nitfasa muteres, the Torah is teaching us that the wife of Yisrael does not become asotem b'aynis if she was coerced. However, the word v'hi teaches that this applies only to the wife of a Yisrael, machlal de eishis koin kidekayim akayimam, but the wife of a kohen remains included in the Isra Zayna, even ba'inus. This explains Rabba's statement, Eishes kohen shenensa ba'ala loika le'mishum zayna. Similarly regarding the Isra Tumah, the Gemara explains, in Parashas Kiseitze, in the Parashah of Get, the Pasuk states, Lo yuchel ba'ala harishon asher shilcha loshuv lekachto lias le'le isha, acher asher hutama. The Pasuk shot of this Pasuk is referring to mavzeg rishasa, but the words acher asher hutama teach L'Rabba Soita Shinistra, which the Gemara now explains. Amar Rabba, hakol hoyu b'chlal achrei asher hutama. All married women who cohabited with another man are considered defiled, to be included in this lav, to be forbidden to their husbands. However, kishabar l'cha akasav gabi eishis Yisrael v'hi lo nitfasa asura ha nitfasas materes, as explained earlier, the wife of a Yisrael does not become asur tem b'aynis if she was coerced. Mechlal the eishis kohen kedekayim akayimam, but the wife of a kohen remains included in the Isra Tumah, even ba'inus. This explains Rabbi's statement, Eishes kohen shenensa ba'ala loike mishum tumah. According to the second version of Rabbah, there is only Isra Tumah, but no Isra Zayna, because ba'inus loikarina be'zayna, as Rashi explains. Stam zayna hainu mina'afes tachas ba'ilo, shetasa me'achar ba'ilo zarm. A zayna is only one who willfully strays, but an oinus is not a zayna, even an Eishes Kohen. We'll review the next Mishnah in the following daf.